Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
sailor man. I'm Popeye the sailor man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the sailor man. I'm one tough kazookas, what hates all palookas, what ain't on the up and square. I dips them and bumps them, and all these I rubs them, and none of them get nowhere. If anyone dares to risk my fist, it's buff and it's wham, understand? So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver, with Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Well, blow me down.
Beauty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Where you could win valuable prizes and stuff, I guess. Hope you all had a great weekend. Your week ahead is full of promise. I'm going into full crazy town mode starting last Saturday. Just turned out we had time for a possum tonight. Squeeze one more in before I'm off for a few. Anyway, I hope that Possum Hour can set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Dr. Funkfinster's Brunschwager pads and Bin Vinegar's Hot Towel Uber. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. I don't even know what that is. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. During the week, it's clobbering time. He's got, I think, two episodes scheduled for this week. So, in lieu of Possum, there's clobbering. Go for it. And when we get back in town, down the road, we'll Friday night Possum and that. You know, it'll be great. But we're going to miss a Monday. Next Monday, we won't be here. I'll be sleeping it off, baby. All right. That's going to be a big hoo-yah weekend. Had to pull a lot of favors to put this weekend together. All right, Ted? All right. Well, let's see. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Feel the heat. Move to the beat.
It's raining men.
Get ready for Pure Disco, the most outrageous dance collection on the planet.
I want to take.
This is 100% pure non-stop disco. It's the only place you can get the Grease Megamix and the all-new Diva Megamix. This is a genuine article, baby. Pure disco on two cassettes, $21.99, two CDs, $26.99. To order Pure Disco, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for the amount shown plus shipping and handling. Must be 18 or older to call.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
Bully, bully, quite right. Commander McBride speaking. Hello?
Commander McBragg, welcome to the show.
Quite. There. There. The deep state. Did I ever tell you about the time I infiltrated and exposed a pedophilia ring operated by the evil entity known as the deep state?
Why, no. I didn't
Bully.
Know that...
Bully. Of course you didn't. You young fool, there is no such bloody thing as the deep state. It's all made up, you know. Fake news and internet claptrap. Quiet.
Everybody's back. Cheek-to-cheek romance. Ah, but that ain't in my groove. Cause I dig music that makes me want to move. Let your arms trail. Move your torso. Only more so. Come over here, little sister. Come here, man. Come on and dance with the Lone Twister. Round and around and around. I think you got it, baby. Round and around 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 we go. Everybody's quibbling. Ah, but I'm just refueling. I don't dig that soul jive. Cause I want music that makes me feel alive. But keep your cool. Stay in your place. When you dance with the Lone Twister, just round and around 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 and around. Sitting around like an old wallflower. Make my hair stand, man. Make my teeth click. Chick. Come over here, all you little sisters. Come here. Come on and dance with the Lone Twister. Round and around. This time and make bigger circles. Round and around and around and around and around and around and around and
Possum Bush, yeah. Get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance. Oh, a double.
The audience is tired.
Oh,
they
man.
Needed a rest.
The audience.
Yes, sir.
you may be onto something there. It's probably a good idea. I'm taking the next couple of weeks off from Possum Hour. And you as well.
Yep, there you go.
We're getting long in the tooth, man. Nobody cares. We got loyal listeners. I mean, I don't mean to disparage you wonderful people.
We got Canada and France, baby. Canada and France. That's what we fucking need. Fuck everyone. Canada and France.
Man, Canadians, uh-huh. The only loyal people, you know? What is that?
You got that right, Jack.
Well, thank you. Honorary Canuck, I'll take that.
Yep.
As a high compliment. It's just too damn cold up there for me. Plus, the house is paid for, you know? I ain't going to find a place this nice for this price. That's just not going to happen. I ain't going nowhere. So, did you have a good weekend?
Oh,
that's good.
If I go to Canada.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah, I could pack up and take the whole house to Canada. What do you think?
Eh, could be pricey.
Yeah.
Move a whole house.
Maybe. I chain it up to a bike.
I saw a video on Facebook the other day. They're trying to move a house, and it slipped off of the thing, and doosh. It waxed the whole thing.
Oh,
forget it. Done. Theodore, don't start. I got two dogs tonight.
Oh, dear.
I got Paulie's in the other room being a good dog. Not a butt. Oh, my God, is it hot? Is it hot? It is so hot. How hot is it? God.
You got to tell us who Paulie is.
Paulie. Paulie. That's number one son's dog.
Oh, okay.
So,
I didn't know that.
And his old lady's like a real
animal lover.
No, not animal. Well, I don't know. She loves animals as much as more than like anybody else. But she's a very meticulous housekeeper. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you go over there, the place is always immaculate. You know, this is beautiful.
Okay.
So, this animal existing in this house. He comes over, he smells better than I do, man. He's got soft fur. He must bathe that son of a gun twice a week, man. Sheesh.
Well, they put under on deodorant on it when they get him out of the shower, unlike you.
Man. He's he's well taken care of, this dog. They take good care of him. It's nice. He's a good dog. He's a sweet kid. Sweet dog. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Nice.
More like a real dog, not like Ted.
Boy, pretty.
You need more ointment on your nose.
What kind of animal is it? What kind of dog?
What kind of dog? Mutt. Beagle-ish.
Okay.
Coloring looks kind
of
like a Springer Spaniel or something. But he's got a boy. When they both start barking, he's got a one of them real deep, dark hound barks, you know? Boom! Boom! That makes Ted sound like
a
choir boy.
Commodore's bedroom tonight.
Man. Hey, Ted, your treat's over there, bud. You didn't finish it. That's the only one I have. Kind of racket your. So the Paul Manafort of dogs over here. Will you stop? Running the rackets on me. All right, well, fascinating. Let's blow something up.
Capital idea.
Yeah. hold on a second. It's professional radio. Oh, okay. All right, well, we have a caller on the line. We'll get the call to the caller after we blow something up. Oh, what happened was I was at a gig, and they were playing crappy music as usual. Wasn't really loud though, so you know it at least was. Thank God for small favors. But it's still the same crappy music. And one came on, and I went, oh, there's one, and I realized, well, I'd blown this up already. Not only have I blown it up once, I blew it up twice. So
it's not worth the third time?
Well, I figured I'd put the two of them together and make a whole new, like a pastiche.
Yes. Yes. I like it. I like it.
So, from 2014 and 2017, here is Blowing Up Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Oh! You feel like moving Bob Ruff Rennes? Because Rennes is good.
Pull the string.
Hi, kids.
Hello.
Yay.
Hola, hola.
It's Maggie C. I didn't know if you were in disguise or whether it was really Maggie C. Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Woohoo! Good to hear from you.
Yes. Now we're real. Live and in person.
Nice.
Yeah.
Didn't quite get
what's
on
up? What's new? What's shaking?
Yeah.
Just playing
what's
with
shaking?
My mom at her house. Making all kinds of
sweet.
Yummy food, made some stuffed bell peppers, and second day
nice.
Of the day is even better. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Right, nice.
Tell
okay.
Ted to settle down, will you? You tell Ted to settle
Ted.
Down.
Ted.
He listens to you.
He's being such a butt. God. In front of the other dog, too, you know? So he has
no
shame.
Manners. Got to prove a point.
Get out of here. You're dingbat. Your nose is looking better, though. Salve's doing
what do
a good
do
job.
Nose?
I don't know. It was like it was rotting away or something. All gross and gooey and bloody and shit. Like half of it, and then it started clogging up the one nostril. I took them in. They gave me a little salve, and it's almost good
is
as Paulie new.
Is Paulie making fun of him?
Paulie don't care. Paulie's taking a nap. He don't care. As long as I'm here. He's another one. He's got the separation anxiety like Ted. So I went over to the store today, and I'm getting in the car. I hear Paulie starts barking. Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
And he'll get tired. And I pull up in the driveway. I hear boo, boo, boo. He might have barked the entire time I was gone. So got a message out to my son. How do you stop him from doing that?
Okay.
He's not on the treat thing like Ted is.
The dog whisperer just says, focus. Turn around the other way that they're facing so they know that you're ignoring them. When they see you doing that, they know that you're focused and you know what you're doing, and they stop barking.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not in the house.
Back. Right, but
he didn't start barking until I leave.
They can feel you focusing. It's a psychic thing. It's on
the
airway.
He's just barking his head off.
Uh-huh. Try thumbing your nose at him.
Yeah.
Thumb Ted's nose at him.
Sore nose.
That'll get his attention. It's nasty.
Well,
it was nasty. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that vet likes me, man. I don't think she likes me for some reason. I get this vibe like, I don't like this man.
You didn't wear the hat. You got to wear the hat.
Yeah, the hat.
I should wear the hat up there, yeah.
Yeah.
But she made me wait an hour. I had to wait a whole hour after my appointment. Like, my appointment was for 11:45. She didn't come see me till 12:40. I was like 5 minutes I was going to split, you know, just go to a different vet. And
the noise.
She comes in. I'm like, oh, how nice to see you.
Yeah.
I might be visiting you out there in La La Land, Left Coast Woodville.
Let's go. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mr. Science is seriously thinking of taking a full time job out that away. So.
It is paradise.
He said, "I must come visit." Because I never did visit him in Minnesota. And he's been to every crib I've ever had, I think. So.
My mom's house reminds me of yours in Ohio. The same kind of trees, same kind of nature action and crickets. almost
does
like
she have a chat, too?
Yeah, definitely.
No way.
Some porch monkeys. Oh, yeah. Different breed. Different variety. They're a little nicer. Sweeter. Cuter.
Mr. Science says that I've yet to see anyone wearing a tie out there.
Yeah. Scarf. Scarf.
Bunch of hippies. Bunch of hippies, man. Mm-hmm. Said you'd fit
some
right in.
Some of them
in.
Are just
hip
wannabes. No. No. That's a little bit further out.
All right. Well, let's say hi to our pals in the Possum Lounge. This
good
won't
idea.
Take long. summer,
Drag it
a
out.
Summer crowd, if I ever saw one. There's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I'm taking a slice.
Yeah. Ford Prefect is going to be away from the keyboard, but he's here.
But he's there. He's going to
keep his name on in there in the
I've been talking about Ford Prefect all day long today. I introduced my mom to the whole Possum Lounge, and Ford was the first one. Yeah.
Sweet.
She knows
Sweet.
It's all about you guys.
We love her.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, tell her Possum's love her.
And I introduced Gumby last, and she loved hearing about each one of your characteristics. So, Your ears were probably ringing. Ringing ears.
So you're the one. My ears were burning.
The select crew.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming forward. Thank you for coming, Dr. K. Ooh, and then there's guest 1600. 1600.
Pennsylvania.
You'll get numbers like that every day. Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Thank you for being here. Some guy's working with this Saturday night. He goes, oh, yeah, I tuned into your show there. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Real life people listening to this shit. It's for make believe.
Real life people.
Dang. Yeah.
Possum Arrow will cure any real life people.
I might
was
say
one of
something
them.
Soapy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, guest 1600. And there he is, bringing up the rear. The naughty professor, the sinister minister of finance and parking. A wonderful. Professor R.J. Gumbay. And there they are, the possum. Hello.
Hey, Maggie C.
And Maggie C.
And your super host, Commodore Decker.
Maybe.
As the beaver.
Mumsy. Mom.
Mum's the word.
Mom and that.
Oh. She'll hear it later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I got little kids on my walk, right? And they when they see me, they all yell Papaw. Hey Papaw. Hi Papaw.
Aw.
Papaw. Papaw. Hey Papaw.
They love you. They want
I'm like, Jiminy Christmas. It's creepy because, you know, I remember how I was when I was a parent of little ones. You don't want any adult stranger talking to your kids. So
oh,
just,
that's old-fashioned.
I don't know. I'll wave or say hello, but that's it. I keep, you know, I'm not going to engage little ones.
Bring some
I'd like to stay on the,
it probably
the side of the law.
It probably means pervert. Polish or whatever the kids are.
Papaw. Papaw. We didn't call any of our grandfathers Papaw.
No,
one was Pop Pop.
Yeah.
And the other was Popeye.
I only knew one set.
Knew
oh, really?
One set?
Oh, yeah.
One set of greens.
My father's family, they die out quick. They don't hang around.
Well, you'll have that.
I got good genes. I'm going soon. I like how you get at the Midwest News.
Well, you don't want to go before the Scott Baio becomes president, our next president.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. Ooh, I like it.
Baio,
like
2020.
About that president. Okay. I'm on board.
No golden showers. Nuh-uh. None of that shit.
Mm-mm.
The Bay.
Out on the beach. Open shower in the...
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, I hope...
He's really sexy, and I know Dr. Cake would agree with me on this one. Dr. Cake, you Scott Baio, yeah, yummy, yum.
A hunk?
Oh, yeah.
The shit?
I don't know what he looks like nowadays, but when he was on TV.
Oh, yeah, he's got...
Stupid.
Yeah, he's got big bags under his eyes now. He looks really...
He needs a little
long
TLC.
Tooth.
A little magic scene.
You know, if you rub Preparation H under there.
You could be first lady.
Oh, there we go. I like it.
Yeah,
I'll have to lose a little bit of weight. Maybe trim down.
No, he's married, man. He's married.
So what?
Well, we could
magic
take care of that.
Magic C could steal any husband away.
Yeah.
Not Joni. It's not Joni. It's somebody else.
Damn
Joni
it.
Passed
now
away.
Now that would be something. Oh, wow. Oops.
Remember he started bad-mouthing Joni after she died? He's like, what do you expect, drug addict?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, oh, yeah, by the way, she had stage 4 cancer. Wah, dickhead.
He's all right. He got over
he's
it.
He's a jag-off.
I'm passing the J around. Pretty heavy.
Cake says he was a cutie. Cake says he was a cutie.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jay.
Oh,
that's right. It's legal. It's legal where you are, man, right?
It's so legal. I could walk down the street and nobody would say anything.
Ain't that just how life should be?
It's innovation at its best, and I'm sure Gumby would agree.
Smoking
that,
it's not legal
there.
That demon weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, of course, being that it's illegal, I would never. Never consider.
Oh. Right.
No,
you're
absolutely.
Pretty straight.
Not. Yeah, straight. Well, you've met me in real life, and you know.
Right. 100%.
Very conservative, close to the vest.
There you go.
You follow all the rules. That's the thing.
Follow
sensible
the rules.
Shoes. Yeah.
That's the case. That's the case.
I'm actually a better person than when you met me. I've improved.
I bet. I have that effect on people.
No, I have. I've calmed down a little bit. I'm not as uptight, man. I'm relaxed.
Yeah,
I'm not as stressed out anymore, man.
There's no point. Same about me. I'm chilling.
Yeah. For all that pot we're smoking.
Yeah.
Nah. It's the beer. It's definitely the beer.
It's the natties and the scotch.
I got
everybody on that. I got everybody hooked on this Japanese scotch, Suntory Toki. Man, that stuff is wild. Suntory brand Toki is the. Really?
Well, in the movie, you had Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Wild.
Well, Suntory. I don't know about the other word, but Suntory was what he was selling.
Yeah. Yeah. Suntory is the distiller, and Toki is the expression, as they call it in the whiskey world.
Well, Suntory means inner peace.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It's like a Buddha type thing, like Nevada.
Well, I'll tell you
I
what.
Like it.
You have a couple whacks of this, and you're going to have some inner peace, brother.
How deep will that be?
There you go.
Oh,
right.
My.
I'm dialing
no,
it
it's
in.
A, it's,
that,
a,
that.
It's a mid-range price. It's like 30 to 40 in there. So,
okay.
Affordable.
So I've got
affordable.
I've got an advertisement for later on. If you could give me about a minute, I've got an
oh,
ad.
Oh, absolutely.
For
you, I'd give
sponsor.
You a minute and a half. Yeah.
Okay, whenever you just let me know.
Just give us the heads up when you're ready.
Yeah.
Well, you do the
yeah.
leadership
yeah.
on that bit. You got the
okay.
tail end.
Okay. Well, we got the 3 minutes coming up. Why don't we get that out of the way, and then maybe right after we after the three, we get into the news. You can interrupt the news with the announcement.
Go. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be the
yeah.
news.
Okay.
You be part of the damn news.
You are the news.
It is so damn freaking hot. OMG and JGG.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what Mr. Science says. He says it can be hotter in hell there, but it's not. They don't have the humidity we have out here.
Right.
You guys.
Yeah.
It's pretty dry and there's
so
a bit
it's
of
tolerable.
Wind.
Yeah.
Wind
oh,
is
it is just stinking hot and humid here.
And you're getting to be an old man. You can't have that.
Well, see, Gigantor says he knows a guy. he can hook me up with a unit, you know. So
yeah.
I'm hoping maybe we'll put something together with that idea. But he says things, or you tell him things, and he forgets them.
Yeah.
Because all that robot fuel kind of wipes his memory bank every time. So you got to keep reminding him. So I reminded him today, you know, we're going to Pennsylvania Saturday. Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. All right. Well, I say we... Ooh.
Yeah. Take it off.
Down. No. I want to spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Every time.
Oh, God.
It's a loser.
What are the odds? What are the fucking odds on that? You know?
Yeah. Astronomical.
Oh, man. It is so hot. All right. Time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Now.
Oh, let's do it. Time to go to the bathroom.
I want everybody to visit. Everyone visit www.artpaulslosher.com.
Uh-huh.
Check
yeah.
out his new music, man.
Real dope.
He's back creating that crazy, cuckoo, nutty kind of stuff that only Art Paul Slosher can do, right? Nutty cuckoo.
Sprinkles is still my favorite.
Nutty cuckoo
yeah.
crazy. Sprinkles is good. There's just so many.
Yeah, so many.
It's hard to pick a favorite. But it may be tonight's rematch when I ever get back with Art Paul.
All right.
Slosher. Thank you.
Hey, mister. Is this your car?
Yeah.
Can I drive your car? I want to drive your car. I don't got a license. Can I drive your car? Can we go fast? Can we go far? I want to drive your car. Can I drive your car? I don't have insurance. Can I drive your car? I'll bring along a Band-Aid in case you get a scar. Can I drive your car? car? Can I drive your car? Hey, if you get drunk at the local bar, I could be your designated driver. Can I drive your car? Can we go fast? Can we go far? Wanna drive your car? Well, can I drive your car? Can I drive your car? Heck no.
Brilliant.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
appropriate music. Okay, I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, Maggie C.
You got it?
Let me
your
turn
commercial.
The light on. Okay, just a
here
moment.
We go.
Getting mom to bed. So we were looking at some things and cracking nuts today.
Uh-huh.
And I came upon a device I had never seen before in my life. Mr. Crack.
Mr. Crack.
Here we go.
Mr. Crack,
so,
right?
Turn, press, crack. The perfect, neat way to crack nuts for all nut types. Set insert according to nut size. Insert, simply push, insert, out from below. Place nut in nutcracker. More than one. And screw. Until nut crack. Mr. Crack.
Mm-hmm.
Get
oh, yeah.
Today.
Serious nut action.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
For your nuts anytime.
All right.
Mr. Crack.
Good. I'm
Mr.
in.
Mr. Crack.
Mr. Me crack.
Too. We have lovely
Habibi.
Nuts.
Is that Habibi?
Ah? Bubba?
BJ Habibi?
Sounds great.
Never heard of it.
I like that. You should do commercials, man. I was like a late
night. I just did,
guys.
Well, you have a very nice voice.
Yes, she does.
On the show, absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Very
you
nice
should
voice.
Ask, you should ask Kay to hook you up with one of these places. She does that stuff. Voiceover.
Holy mackerel. Ted knows all about my voice.
No, I'm Kay Patterson.
All right, Kay Patterson, I'm all over it.
Yep.
That's where the groove is.
From the Derek and the Kay
show.
Oh, she's so awesome. I'm going to organize my mom's bathroom according to her YouTube videos. Have you seen her YouTube videos? Oh,
no.
Oh, the space, the organization. You can see where everything is. I'm sorry if that was...
Oh, boy.
Nice.
No, it's fine. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You should call their show if they're ever on again.
I'd love to, especially if they ask
I
me.
I think they're
going to
be on this Sunday.
In the shower.
Yeah.
There you Whoa. Go.
Good. She'll love
hey, I got a bath mat, finally. Mr. Science bought me a bath mat. He said he didn't want me to slip and break my neck.
Everyone's looking out for you.
One of the improvements on the crib, man. You know, what are you gonna do?
Well, if you do fall, you can always get the Mr. Crack.
Yeah,
and you'll be very good as gold.
Down to business.
Oh, this only works as a visual, sort of. So, Maggie C, you'll have to use your imagination.
And I have
put the link in the chat here. Okay, this is from The Onion. It's just a photo, and it said, the defiant Manafort enters trial wearing coat made of live puffins. He's got this coat of puffins.
Lady Gaga had that one.
See, all week they've been bringing out that he has, you know, ostrich coats and all this crap, extravagant, ridiculous stuff. A coat of live puffins, beauty.
I love it.
I like that.
And here's a,
is it like a chia
here's a
coat?
Guy.
Yeah.
A chia coat. What if they have one of those yet? Ow, man, I got a mosquito bite on my.
Me
toe.
Me too,
man, that's like the itchiest place in the world for a freaking mosquito bite. Yikes! All right.
My fault.
Ohio police chief fatally overdosed on drugs taken from evidence room. Isn't that a kick in the head? Kirkersville, Ohio. That's just close to here, man. Just goes to show you that, opioid epidemic. No one
uh-huh.
is exempt from that. No one.
Nope.
I am.
There you go. There you have it.
I'm immune.
Well, okay, except for Magic. But, I mean, it could virtually happen to anyone. And this guy, you know, he's got a crew cut and everything. Poor guy, he had a family and stuff. And they found him with his head in the Cheerios, you know. Done through, completed, finished.
They should have a warning label on those.
Yeah. I think they do, matter of fact.
Oh.
But But you can't blame the victims. The victims are the addicts. It's the, you know. Okay. That's kind of a sad, depressing story. Here's an even worse one. A man's legs were amputated after a dog lick leads to infection. Ow!
God.
Mein Gott in Himmel already. How often does Ted lick my boo-boos all the time?
Oh, no.
Now you got two dogs.
I know, two, and he's a licking dog, too.
For years, they've been saying that dog's tongue is the cleanest thing in the world or whatever.
Yeah.
Now
that's total bullshit. That's total bullshit.
Of course.
Yeah. But there's a bacteria in dog saliva that can cause sepsis. And this guy had to get both legs amputated and his nose.
Oh.
Yeah. A dog lick. He doesn't blame the dogs. He says, it's not the dog's fault. It's just some crazy thing that happened. I still love dogs.
I think that's what happened
what a
to
guy.
Ted. The other dog licked his nose. Now we know.
Yeah, there
ooh.
You go.
No, because it was... It was grody before the other dog got here. I don't know
what
that
was. And the dog licked it and made it worse, made it septic.
No.
You didn't lick it.
I started putting the salve on it Friday, and it got better before the other dog came. So it's been better.
I thought I was on to something.
No. Turn in your detective badge.
Damn it.
You can support it.
Me and Rockford, we're gonna go places.
All right. Oh, here's one. We got a skirt on the show. Get an opinion on it. Here's a women are rubbing toothpaste on their boobs as part of a bizarre beauty trend.
Weird. Why?
Some women are under the impression that rubbing toothpaste onto their boobs will make them look bigger and help reduce sagging.
Remember back then they used to make toothpaste on pimples? It's only because it takes up. That's all. It's not going to do anything.
They rub toothpaste on their nipples and Vaseline on their chest in order to grow their cup size.
Oh,
ladies.
Well,
no.
That don't work that
way.
I've been rubbing Crest on my ball sack for about 14 years now. It don't do anything.
And Gumby services are available, so they should hook up with Gumby.
Shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Petroleum jelly. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm.
That's good for the twat.
All right. Yeah.
What?
All right. Well, that's kind of silly. Speaking of twats, vagina beer made with essence of hot underwear models goes on sale for the first time. Customers can now buy the beer and taste the essence of good-looking models at various pubs after its debut in July 28th in the city of Katowice, Poland. The Polish.
That's a niche market.
Leave it to the Poles.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all Polish beaver. Yoni. Yoni, which is the name of the beer, and it's Sanskrit for female genitals. So next time you don't have to say twat, you can say yoni. Customers can now buy the beer and taste the essence. Oh, we already said that. Colorfully describes the sensations customers might expect from the beer, saying, imagine the women of your dreams, your object of desire, her charm, her sensuality, her passion, her coos. Yeah. Your beer.
Gumby's off the
line. I don't know, man.
A little ginger in there. Just in time,
beer,
huh?
Beer tastes fishy to me.
Oh, Gumby likes Polish babes.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Goes great with a tuna salad.
Thank you.
Delicious.
What else do we
Would
have
anyone
here?
Like some watermelon? We have the freshest watermelon right here.
Oh.
Not a big watermelon, dude. Never been a big watermelon. I had a little bit. When I went to the salad bar, I had a bowl of fruit. I put a watermelon chunk in there. I didn't eat it. I was like, eh.
Watermelon. That's shit. What about good stuff, man?
Yeah.
I know. I got none again.
Uh-huh.
I got none again.
The ones with the seeds have the real flavor.
No, actually, I would vote Democrat before I'd vote for a Russian. Unlike some people.
White Russian, like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually
a white Russian.
Got that.
Jack.
Russian by
Jack.
Marriage.
Okay. We need to do some celebrity news. That's celebrity news. Lance Bass. Lance Bass. Whoever the fuck he is. He's like a music guy, right?
Yeah.
Lance Bass. He was trying to buy the Brady Bunch house.
Okay.
There's a real house?
He wanted to buy the real Brady Bunch house and fix it up inside to look exactly like the show and shit, right?
Mm.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Some kind of weirdo fantasy of his. Well, then he got screwed out of the Brady Bunch house, and he is, quotes, heartbroken, okay? NCYNC. What's that mean? In sync.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a boy band. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Boy band. In sync. He's heartbroken. Lance Bass. Yeah. He says, this was a dream come true for me, and I spent the night celebrating amongst friends, family, and fans alike. The next day, due to unforeseen circumstances, the real estate agent informed him that there was another buyer, a corporate buyer, who wants the house at any cost, and they were prepared to go even higher, but totally discouraged by the seller's agents. They will outbid any bid with unlimited resources. So he's getting screwed by the man, Lance Bass.
By the man.
How is this fair or legal, he poses? How can I compete with a billion-dollar corporate entity? It is unfair. He says, I feel used, but most importantly, I'm hurt and saddened by this highly questionable outcome. So
yeah.
Just hope it's not
I don't blame him.
And,
he ended with football.
Thanks for all the love and support. Yeah, he was going to mow the grass and everything, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, that AstroTurf.
His bicycle in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Drive a convertible.
Smoke some weed with Cousin Oliver, because he's always stopping.
Bring some groceries
over.
In.
Oh, I love Oliver.
Yeah.
He's funny on Facebook.
He keeps
getting kicked off of Facebook or suspended. He really hates the president. Yeah.
He's sexy. I like the president. He shows up in my dreams quite often. That red hair, orange, whatever it is.
It depends on the day and the mix, you know. Saturday he was here in Ohio and his hair was like bright yellow.
Cool.
So,
good God.
Yeah. And his face was like deep orange, like a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Very colorful. He's a colorful character, our president.
Mean.
Indeed.
down in there.
You know, I would love to hear the story about election night just one more time. I hope he doesn't quit telling it because it's
I've never heard it.
It's my favorite. Yeah,
maybe you should
the map went
like
all red. No, you got to hear him tell it. You have to hear him tell it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't do it justice.
Maybe when I turn 80, I'll listen to that.
It's one of his greatest hits.
Isn't that a thing to do?
Nobody thought he'd get to 280, let alone 320. Okay. Do we have anything else left in the hopper? Vagina beer. Vagina beer.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of cool. This is over in Germany. This is in Germany. Had this outdoor rock and roll deal, you know.
Yeah.
Heavy metal festival. You there?
Who's there?
Oh, okay. Anyway, these two elderly gentlemen escaped from a nursing home to attend the heavy metal festival.
All right.
Yeah. So I guess they called the police and they found them disoriented and dazed, which I would read as dazed and confused. But they didn't want to leave the concert. They were obviously into the heavy metal.
Good. Way to go.
But the care home quickly organized return transport after police picked them up. Fascist pigs.
Oh, did you see that? Yeah. That ain't great. That's wrong.
Wrong.
That's wrong.
I would have thought
interesting. A six-pack of vagina beer.
Yeah, well, I think they had some of the vagina beer on them. That's probably what...
Okay.
Made them dazed and disoriented there.
Probably
too much vaginal beer.
With some ginger.
Uh-huh. Man, that coochie beer you got, that's something else. Okay, now a Michigan man has created Amish Uber, and he picks people up for rides in his horse and buggy. How cool is that?
Awesome.
That's a niche.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amish Uber? I like it.
Amish Uber. I'm going to ride in my first Uber, I think, this coming weekend. We're getting an Uber. Getting an Uber for the class reunion so we can drink our heads off and be silly. I'm not worrying about getting pulled over by the gendarmes. So, that'll be an interesting experience.
Good.
I'll give
him
a 2. Yeah. All right. Oh, okay. Well, let's end with this. This sounds
should be at a hotel. Where you can just
yeah,
get drunk and
really.
Crash out in a room.
It's in the basement of a church. I think it's a Polish church.
Polish
kid you not, right. Man.
That church
I kid
smell
you not.
Is what it really is. It's not twat. It's that church smell. Undefinable? No longer.
No, that high school went that one time with the low ceiling and the dancing co-ed.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
special homecoming.
Oh, boy. In Puntang. Mm-hmm. Puntang sent in, yeah.
Team Spirit.
All right. Now, McDonald's. I don't, man, who eats at McDonald's anymore, man? Like, I don't, jeez.
Not me.
I've never met him.
I'll get the occasional breakfast sandwich, but that's it.
Yeah.
The entire concept of McDonald's serving salad has always sounded wrong and unnatural, but 163 people in 10 states have been made ill by salad contaminated with...
No.
You guessed it. Fecal matter.
Oh! My favorite.
That's poop. Your salad has poop in it.
Oh.
It's not a mild stomach bug either.
Salad.
Yeah. it's really bad. It's bad news, man. So
it's ready for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. The infection takes at least a week or two to take hold, according to the CDC.
Oh, no.
It may take up to 6 weeks before patients experience symptoms. Oh, geez. Most common symptom is watery diarrhea. Although patients might also experience
diarrhea.
A loss of appetite, weight loss, cramping, nausea, fatigue. Hey, this might be an idea, you know, if you want to lose a few pounds.
Oh, yeah.
To get a salad.
How about E. coli? Get any E. coli?
Well, it's called
a cyclospora
infection from a cyclospora parasite that is in the fecal matter.
Oh.
Ipso facto, that was our poop story, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like them apples?
There you go.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tiny Tim.
Tiny.
Yes.
Hey, can you dance with me?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, beep, beep, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through, without exemption. I planned each chartered course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And my fill, my share of losing. But now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. Oh, what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. And not the words here, but the ones who kneels. The record shows friends. I remember the Wright brothers in 1903 when they built those airplanes. I went along doing things my way. I've loved along the highway. I fought in World War I. They called me a vagabond. I picked this one up and that one up and they were all wonderful. Oh, I saw the Charleston and when the girls wore those short skirts, I was right there with them on the radio, the talking movies and another World War and Boogie Woogie, and I went along doing things my way. And finally, to see them put a man on the moon, and now I'm still going along doing things my way. Yes, sir, yes, sir. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words, not the words of one.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Not a dry eye in the house. Not a dry eye in the house.
I would have threw in my hotel key. My hotel room key.
The great tiny Tim. Great. Well, I figured, you know, if something happens and you know, we're taking a couple weeks off, if we never do another show...
Yeah, hey.
I want that song on the last show, so we're covered.
Here we are.
Thank you. Good.
Every
thank
show
you.
We'll
there
have
you
a
go.
Tiny Tim. Cheers.
Mr. Tim. My man. Very soft hands. Very soft.
Very soft hands.
I couldn't believe he high-fived me, though. That was the weird thing, man, because I was just like, hey, like waving, you know, hey, Tiny, and he fucking high-fives me. I'm like, dude, fucking never watch this again. I still haven't watched that hand. Yeah. Getting pretty gamey.
The middle one?
Getting pretty gamey.
It's only been since 1987, whatever the fuck that was. Man, I wish I'd. I should have taken my album, my Tiny God Bless Tiny Tim album, with me that day.
Huh?
Curse me! I wasn't even thinking about autographs. You know?
Ah, fuck autographs.
That's why he came along.
Got to get a picture with him.
Yeah, but that was back. See, that was back before you had digital cameras and whatnot.
Help! That's it.
Pshaw. Pshaw. I have the memory right next to my heart. That's
back when you had...
And a clogged artery, which is becoming a problem.
Cameras.
How's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's back when I had the squeeze box cameras, and he had to hold up the gunpowder or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The actually, there's a little bird in there. A little bird in there that etched out the image.
Wow.
And a piece of rock.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but dabba do. Cake nose. Cake nose. Oh, we got a yodel. Yodely.
Is it Monday?
And thank you, Kate, for telling me that Under the Dome sucks because I'm trying to find a TV show to watch. I've been patient by that all the time. I kind of suspect that. Under the Dome.
Under the Dome.
Under the Dome, yeah. Stupid Under Stephen King thing.
No
chance. Oh, boy, I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm tired. Y'all tired?
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got done a 10-hour day of slinging guards.
What?
Goodness sakes. I had a 4-hour-long gig, 4 hours in a row in a chair Sunday, and I was wiped out. I'm still tired from that. I got to get back in shape, man. It was, it was a real busy one, so it was a work. The last half hour, I was running on fumes, Daddy.
Yep.
It was four. I looked at the gym crack. It was 4:02. The guy goes, "Can you do one more?" I go, "No." No. 4:02. I'm out of y'all. So you're gonna have to fend for yourself.
Fend for yourself.
So tonight, very, very special yodel. Again, I wanted the last show out of the box to have special stuff. You know, that Eurythmics cover at the beginning? Come on. Was that kick-ass what? Did that
shit, that was.
Fitz and the Tantrums is who that was. Can't beat that with a stick. Fitz and the Tantrums.
Name.
It's just been one musical adventure after another. Art Paul Schlosser, ladies and gentlemen. Can I Drive Your Car? Available at www.artpaulschlosser.com. Be sure to order everything twice so he makes double the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea.
He's got bills to pay. Yeah.
He's the new Tidy Tim.
Yeah.
If
he doesn't give a shit is why he's so awesome.
Would not go that far.
Care if you like it or you don't. You like it or you lump it.
That's true.
He's having fun.
That's true.
Fun.
Yep. Like any good artist.
Yep.
Like any good artist.
Yeah.
You should just say,
if you're having fun.
This is it.
Oh, everybody loves it. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
I'm sure real musicians just love it. Oh, I tried to post something on the Gumby Loves Jazz page, and I can't do it. So I'll send it to you in a private if you want to put it up there. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Why can't you?
Jazz.
It's probably.
I don't know.
To the
I tried to.
Yeah, it went to the visitors probably.
Maybe if I if I get the link and go to the page and try to put it on there.
Yeah, they have it hidden away. Let me see if I have it. Well, go on with the.
I didn't know you could log in as different things.
For Yodel.
Yeah, when you run pages, you have to, like, you can log in as different things. Well, not log in, but post as.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
Hank Williams.
Yes.
No number.
Wow.
No number.
I could shame you till you hide your face and drag you right down in disgrace. But what good would it do? I know I'd still want you. I could tell the world you wrong, that I was stringing you along, and if it all were true, I know I'd still want you. This world with me might sympathize when I got through with all my life, but I'd be just as blue, 'cause my heart would still want you. Oh, Lord. I could tell my friends I threw you down and slander your name all over town. But what good would it do? I know I'd still want you. If I said I'm happy to be free, the only one I'd fool is me, because it isn't true. I know I'd still want you. What's the use to say that you're no good, when I'd crawl back if I could, no matter what you do? I know I'd still want you. I hold on. I could smile and say that I don't care, and then go home and pull my hair. But what good would it do? I know I'd still want you. I could say that someone put me wise and get revenge by telling lies. But when I got all through, I know I'd still want you. If the things I said was to break your heart, I'd be the first to take your part. 'Cause if all these lies were true, I know I'd still want you. I hold on.
Excellent. That was a beauty, man.
That was a beauty.
Send me away.
It's too bad he didn't, like, go into a full yodel, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not to
be
critical.
On that one. Yeah.
You know, like one verse where he just yodeled it. You know, something like that. That'd have been beauty. But still, best of all the Hanks. If you're lining up Hanks to judge them.
Yep.
That'd be
like
the best Hank. Hanks.
I like lining up.
Except, man, Tom Hanks is close, but he's no,
No,
Hank.
He's,
Hank,
not
Hank
really.
No number.
We'll
Hank
down
one.
Hank them all.
Yeah. Sexy man. Hot.
Hank. Hank.
Hankering. Got a hankering.
I call him Henry. Henry Williams.
Good. I hear something stupid.
Right.
We had this guy in the dorms at college who never went to class, right? Well, his name was Greg. He was from Cocoa Beach, Florida. Nice guy, but, you know, kind of a stooge. Never had any weed, right? Whenever you'd light up a joint, knock, knock, knock. Hey, what are you girls doing? Never, ever did he ever, you know, bring a doobie to the party.
He's like a cat when they hear a can opener.
Yeah. So
he
got a zit or something on this one side of his chin. That, you know, it was just a pit, and then it was there, and I guess he was picking at it because it would never go away, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and nastier and shit.
Oh.
So I named it Hank. That's what made me think of that. Yeah. I said, Greg and Hank coming, and they go, "Who's Hank?" I go, "Oh, that dude lives on his chin, man. You see that son of a bitch?" I'm an evil person. I'm a nasty. I'm a jerk. I'm a needle nose prick, man.
More jerk.
You know?
I like extra credit for that.
Greg and Hank.
Good name for it.
All from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Nice. That's place
good
to be.
Time.
Oh, great.
They don't go
good
outside
time.
In Florida. It's too hot to go outside. They just stay inside all the time.
Oh, the cats?
And they don't have real dirt either, man. They don't have real dirt.
Huh.
No. It's all sandy. Sandy shit. All right. Let's sing
out.
Come on, Majesty. We need
you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the words.
Happened to the time.
Hey! Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dark as the sound that my memory makes, lonely the image my yesterday stays. Down the direction in which I'm going, not where I feel I must fall. I seem to hear a voice call. It's all right now, take it easy, don't you worry. It's all right now, here is the place that I most like to be. High above life's mundanity, sunshine and laughter, all the things. Look how wild the angels sing. Must be an angel's saying. Memory made only the image I yesterday stayed. Down the direction in which I'm going, when I feel I must fall, I always hear a voice call. It's all right now, take it easy, don't you worry, it's all right now.
She's going to end the show.
That's
perfect.
Was that real angels in the background?
It was.
Yes.
I recognize it. Yeah.
Angels on horseback.
Tiny brings
yeah.
it. Tiny brings it, baby.
She has the Pegasus unicorn combination going on there.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. There's a name for that thing. A Pegahorn. No. Pegacorn. Unipegas. Something like that. Some little girl asked me to draw her as one of those.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That was that night at the weird. The girl said, "Draw me as a crab or something."
Aww.
That was so fucking weird.
Horrible. I bet it was funny, too.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun as hell, man.
Uh-huh.
Got, you know. Getting the weirdest.
She
these kids were weird. They were weird.
Kids aren't weird. How'd that happen?
They were weird kids. Well, they. So I was reading something about little kids are geniuses up to a certain point,
yeah.
But most people uh-huh. lose their genius.
Yeah.
Well, they lose
for one reason or another.
Parents.
Life.
They should ignore their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're not encouraged, they
to
become.
Socialize.
Yeah.
Boy, you ever hear Neil deGrasse? Tyler Saint or whatever the fuck his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He said the best thing you can do to the kids is just get out of their way when they're young. Just get out of their way. Don't tell them to stop.
Yeah.
When they're investigating things, don't say, don't touch that. Don't tell them to stop. Just get out of their fucking way.
Yep, that's what keeps you going. Being able to explore and not worry about what
It's your responsibility to put anything that would harm them or that you wouldn't want broken out of their reach.
Yeah, and if you
don't happen to, then just let them go.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of figure it out, you know. Somehow learn how to walk and talk. Great. That's what we did. My mom let us come to it. I love doing laundry because she told me I couldn't do laundry until I was tall enough to reach the washer. So when I finally could do laundry, it was like, yes, I'm so awesome.
Oh, if you ever come back to the joint, I got full service laundry now, washer and dryer. But there's no comedians. There's no comedians.
You're the comedian. Ted
like
is the comedian.
Sunshine Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That guy.
I bet he went places, too. That man probably took it on the road. Took your guy.
Yeah, down to the county jug, probably.
Good time there.
He's lucky.
This is his best gig he's ever had.
He was a character,
yeah, for some
all
reason,
right.
Your video didn't go to Gumby Loves Jazz for some reason. I don't know why you can't.
No, I couldn't figure out a link or anything, so I didn't share it. I did not share it.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out how to put it on there, but I didn't go to the page itself and try to paste it on there. I'll try that. But
did you see where the girl we were talking about, the one who used to date your sister? I posted her song, and she got back. She liked it. It's nice.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we lost Maggie C. Well, dang. Why didn't you say goodbye,
she
doll?
She shared it. She shared it on her page, too. So that's nice.
Nice.
We lost Maggie C? Oh.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Thank you for calling Maggie C.
Yeah, thank you for calling Maggie C. It was a breath
really
of fresh air on the old possum. Yeah. It was beauty, man. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up here. What was the... I had a fucking brilliant inspiration. Oh, okay, yeah. Dig, okay. That's how I was going to end this monstrosity. Okay. Well, the fur trapper... All right, so, I'm working this Friday.
Okay.
Be out of town all weekend.
Okay.
No Monday, and then maybe the next Friday. I'm not sure. No, I don't remember.
I think you were canceling that out before.
Let me see here. Oh, here's the sketch. No, we could be back on the 17th.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know, because Mr. Science says he's coming in. No, I think Mr. Science is coming in that night. So we'll probably be off now. So it'll be two Mondays from tonight.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
Give the possums a
break. Yeah. Give you a break. Give me a break. No. Give the world a break. Give me a break. All right, Thomas. I got to see the Sunshine Boys, man. I haven't seen that in a couple of years. Fucking love that movie.
Enter. I should play the Woody Allen and Peter Falk one. I haven't seen that in ages.
I've never watched that one. I don't know. I don't think they should remake movies with Walter Matthau has been in.
Yeah, taking a toll. Sacrosanct. What was that, a $200 million production?
Crap.
And it came and went, you know?
How are you going to, and I just saw it, Taking a Pelham last Sunday, I think it came on. And
really?
My son and
the
I watched most of it. Yeah. And it's like, why would you remake this movie?
Yeah.
This is a classic. This is every scene, it practically, you know, is perfect.
When he's
it's
making
beautiful
fun of the Japanese
movie.
People, and then he finds out later they actually speak English, he has that face drop, you know?
Oh, what a great actor. You know he's just the chagrin. You can read the chagrin on his face. Beauty. It's a classic. And Jerry Stiller. What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, that's right. Jerry Stiller was in that.
Sidekick.
Yeah.
Well, showers are golden, and don't eat the lettuce at McDonald's. If there's anything we learned from tonight, those are it.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry.
And,
everything's good.
And Coochie Brew. That's what I'm going to head on. Coochie Brew.
I think I'll stick with the natties. It's all the same to you. All right, man. Well, I'll be in touch.
All right. Have a good time, man.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Gumby. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you,
Dr. Cake and Ford Prefect and whoever the hell else subjected themselves to.
Yes, 1600.
Yes, 1600. Yeah. All right. Well, good night.
Now.
This is the world of Commander McCrag.
Your hair will curl in the world of McCrag.
He fights monsters galore, and then off for still more.
For so says the brag of McCrag.
When on the hill the Marines plant a flag,
they may be led by Commander McCrag.
With a cannon in hand, he can beat any band.
For so says the bride of McBride.
Hensing and fighting and round table knighting and slaying of dragons too. Shipping and sailing and great open whaling, they're topping the crag on him.
Haunting and mapping and gold miner mapping and flying to Timbuktu. Roping and riding and ending and guiding Commander McBride comes through.
This is the world of Commander McBride.
Your head will whirl in the world of McBride.
He can do anything. In his world, he's a king.
Or so says the brag of McBrag.
This is the world of Commander McBrag.
Your head will whirl in the world of McBrag.
He can do anything. In his world, he's a king.
Or so says the brag of McBride.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.